CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. And good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul. Today is, wow, is it the, it's the third Wednesday of the month, correct?
Correct.
There we go. Third, yes. Which means we have Nancy Aruda here, which is great. We always love having Nancy. We're going to talk about what's going on in the universal sky. I know a lot of people have been asking a lot of questions about what's been going on, and a lot of people have been experiencing, you know, different degrees of things that have been happening, and it seems like it's been a little kind of crazy since last week. So we're just going to chat about that. If you guys have questions, we do have some instant feedbacks that we received last show that we were unable to do. You can send us questions through instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is you want. I would suggest and recommend that you get them in as quickly as possible if you want them done on this show, or you can give us a call and that will jump the queue. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Again, please don't wait till the last minute, or we won't be able to get to everybody. We have like three from last time, so we will try and answer those if we don't get bumped with other things. But yeah, so hey, welcome, Nance.
Hi. Just kind of scrambling through getting all my papers organized.
Uh-huh. Because you're moving, and so you don't have everything where you want it to be.
Oh, and I do not like to be disorganized, and it's driving me bananas. So I'm dealing on a little mini desk, and you know, I don't have my normal counter space that I like, and a little frustrating. Yet moving on.
There you go.
Yeah. So we did chat a little bit about what we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
And I think the big key to remember is we are still working through all the energy, like all those big shift energies that transpired. And I know the last time we talked, we're like, yeah, things are great. They're moving along. But what I'm noticing is the ups and downs.
Right.
So things are great and they are moving along. And sometimes you travel, you know, on this high. And then after being in that high vibrational place for a while, you know, life kind of takes over and then you might hit a little low. And it's not about getting stuck in the highs or the lows. It's about trying to find the balance between the two, right? So integrating that balance and moving forward in that manner. But it's always about moving forward, so it's good.
Yes, well, it's always about moving forward. That's kind of the only reason we're here.
Yes.
Well, we could go backwards, but that, yeah, that's when we feel stuck, which is...
Yeah, we're not supposed to go backwards.
No.
It's all about moving forward.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, okay. So we just had a full moon. We also just had, was it Chiron that went direct as well as Neptune?
So, yep. Both of them did. We'll start with which one was first? Neptune went direct on November the 13th. So that's in between the two shows. Oh. And, as it did, there's this, an activation kind of took place. Neptune is currently in the sign of Pisces, and as it stationed forward, like it really slowed down in order for it to then station and start moving direct again. And as it did, it activated karmic vibrations of the soul. Now, there's the karmic vibrations of the higher soul or the higher self, and then there's the karma we live in life. And the two are connected, but they're different. The karma that we live in life is usually viewed as very restrictive and limiting.
Right.
The karma of the soul is about growth and expansion and attainment of the highest possible vibration. So quite often, the karma of the soul as reflected through life may have some restrictive lessons intertwined within it, but it's not the heaviest stuff that we're dealing with. So this particular vibration is really about things in the past that are coming back. So things that you may have not been very clear about before are coming back and saying, look at me now. You need to get clear. Okay, you need to define what action you're going to take so that you can resolve this issue. Because it's really about resolving so that the soul can expand and grow and shine even a brighter light. Okay, but in terms of how it's impacting us, right, as a human being, yes, it does impact us as a human being, but it's not as restrictive as, say, the karma that we work through with Saturn. So right. It's lighter in the sense that it's not as restrictive and heavy as Saturn energy.
Right. Now, Neptune is all about our dreams, and of course, people's dreams probably got intensified last week.
Yes, they would have been very intensified. There would have been moments of waking up and going, wow, I'd really like to stay in that dream, you know, if you were having a good dream. Mm-hmm. There was probably parts of the dream that you would continue to think about the impact of it on an emotional level. So not so much about the details and the thought process of the dream, but the feelings that you woke up with. That feeling is the type of feeling that you could have carried throughout your day, whether good or bad.
Right.
Right? Whether you like the feeling or not.
Right. And Neptune likes to be in Pisces, right? That's kind of its...
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. Like, Neptune in Pisces is a very wishy-washy, highly creative, but being able to act on that creativity is dreamy by nature. So it's really a fantasy vibration, being stuck in the fantasy, being stuck in the illusion. So depending on how stuck in the illusion you are, you may have had disillusioning moments. But if you're, you know, being very, very realistic, then it's the potential to use the power of fantasy to create what you desire. So it can be used either way, right? The key is don't get caught up in the illusion, right? Mm-hmm. Use the tool of fantasy desire to assist in creating what it is you want to create in life, but don't let the fantasy turn into an addiction or a need to escape, because we're also dealing with addictions.
Right.
So, for example, if some people are in a relationship and they never noticed how their partners had very strong addictions, that may come to the light. Okay. And then what are you going to do about it, for example?
Right. And well, of course, when we talk about addictions, we're not just talking about, you know, food, alcohol, drugs. We're talking about emotional addictions and, you know, everything that comes with that.
Exactly.
That most of us, you know, are caught up in and don't realize.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, but if you have a really good feeling around you, engage in that good feeling. Hold on to that good feeling, even if the feeling itself is an illusion. Allow that feeling to inspire you and move you into new plateaus, but don't get caught up in the illusion of what any outcomes might be.
Right.
Right? Or the fantasy of the actual outcome. Use it to fuel your path, but don't get caught in it, if that makes sense at all.
Yeah, sure. All right, so Chiron.
Chiron station direct on... Getting
oh,
my curse.
I guess the full moon is before Chiron, because
yes,
Chiron was just yesterday.
So the full moon. I don't have my pages in order. Nothing in my house is in order right now.
Well, that was my thing, not yours. Go ahead.
My Virgo rising is having a moment. My need for order is having a little issue here. All right. So the full moon in the sign of Taurus on November the 17th. And I noticed yesterday the full moon in the sky was really, really big. I'm not going to say, well, it wasn't a full moon because it was had already been pulling away from the full moon vibration. But I noticed the moon in the sky was really, really big. Not so bright, but big. And this particular full moon took place in the sign of Taurus, so it's really all about our values and beliefs. So this is kind of like the time where people may be evaluating their relationships in terms of, you know, is it in alignment with what they value and believe in, okay, and any type of relationship. But it's also around money and our possessions and our acquisitions and stuff that we own. And with the Scorpio energy that went by on the eclipse, the solar eclipse in the sign of Scorpio a couple weeks ago, we're doing the opposite energy here and really looking at what we have, right? Which is our acquisitions and our property. We're still looking at what we need to get rid of, because if we have too much of something, then we need to release some of it. But at the same time, you know, on an unconscious level, we're looking at how past actions, because that Neptune influence is still there, has created our current value system.
Right.
So, and there was this opening or the ability to see what you've created in terms of your financial portfolio or your acquisitions and what you need to let go of. The other vibration with this particular...
Look at our instant feedback, Nance. Isn't that like a day before your birthday?
That is a day before my birthday.
We'll get to you, Rachel. I just realized, and I was like, I did forget to tell people to add in their date of birth because it was Nancy. But thank you, Rachel. We'll get to you.
Yeah, so with the full moon, the other thing is we're learning to use or express our voice, okay? And how we use our voice is key in terms of the type of outcome that we want once we do use our voice. So using the power of your voice and speaking your truth is very liberating. So we're working with this full moon on a lot of throat chakra energy. You know, communicating in the most appropriate manner so that you get the most desired outcome. So that's in there too, in terms of moon. Using the voice appropriately, speaking your truth, but speaking it from a place of being very calm and centered and not erratic or angry.
Right.
It serves better. As well as we had Chiron Station Direct on November the 19th, and this was really about directing the self through confusion. So there's been a lot of lack of clarity. And then with all the energy that transpired in the last month and stuff being pulled away and awakened in somewhat of a shocking manner, okay? So we're moving through that energy. And as Chiron stations direct, we get to move through the confusion and take that lack of clarity that we had in the past and now infuse proper actions or motions forward that allow for moving forward with our own personal healing journeys. So we're integrating a healing. This isn't just a healing of the individual, but a healing of the soul as well. So we're still working with a lot of higher vibrational soul energy as we deal with, you know, Neptune and Pisces and Chiron and Pisces and working through and healing that dynamic. But in order to heal it, we need to become aware of what the wounds are to begin with. And this station forward gives us the ability to see things a little bit more clearly so that we can move forward on that healing journey.
Right. Okay, well, we need to go to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky. If you want more information, check her out on her website, universalsky.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Car won't go? Stop turning that key. When your vehicle doesn't want to move, there's a big reason for it. This is ASC-certified AutoTech Pam Oakes telling you that there are thousands of mechanical parts governed by electrical and electronic control devices. It's up to your ASC-certified technician to determine what's going on with your car or truck. Using a shade tree mechanic or having the local parts store clerk diagnose that stored engine code may only tell part of the story. Then again, that code may be related to something entirely different. Have your ASC certified technician and an ASC Blue Seal shop or dealership diagnose and repair the vehicle properly. That's what we call in the industry one and done, meaning the correct repair the first time and it's done. I'm Pam Oakes, and this has been your Automotive Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC certified technician. CarCareForTheClueless.com, making you a savvy car consumer.
And in the place where you live now, think about direction, wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where you were now, face well. Think about the place where you live, wonder why you have it, people. If you are confused, check with the sun. Carry a compass to help you along. Your feet are going to be on the ground.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Arruda here today from Universal Sky, myself, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. Okay, so we, again, if somebody wants to beat the queue, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right, so we still have a couple things that we want to make sure you know is happening, and then we'll start with the instant feedbacks.
Yes. So, in terms of what we still need to know, the energy is going to shift a little bit starting tomorrow. Yay!
Yay!
The sun moves into the sign of Sagittarius. So, welcome in to expressing our freedom differently, or our focus will be freedom and expansion and growth and opportunity. But at the same time, it's about expressing our own personal truth. Mm. So, totally aligning with what your heart desires to do. Right now, we're always aware of what our heart desires to do. Whether or not we choose to align is up to us. This is the opportunity to choose to align with your personal truth and expressing your inner freedom. So I'm really looking forward to it because enough with the releasing already.
Yeah, really.
And the Scorpio energy. Yeah, this has been an intensive Sun in Scorpio month, so time to move on. Being a Sag, I'm totally ready to move on into the Sag vibration. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And then there is the new moon in the sign of Sagittarius. And the new moon, obviously all new moons bring in the opportunity for new energy. This one is really about the opportunity to become enlightened in a graceful way that assists with us releasing the ego. So there's still a little bit of ego work that we need to let go of. It's really about letting go of the drama, letting go of the play that you've been playing, and focusing on that gracefulness and that sense of enlightenment that comes from your inner light and shines outwards. So just allow your inner light to shine authentically and let go of the ego component. Choosing to express your own internal freedom in different ways, right? Or our freedom rights in different ways. And hopefully those different ways are more aligned and more enlightened than what they have been in the past.
Right.
So again, I'm looking forward to that. I don't know if I said the date. The new moon is on December the 2nd at 7:22 p.m.
It was really interesting because we were talking about this last time about how, you know, usually the cycle is every, 28 days you go through a new thing. So I thought because it was on the 2nd that we would have another new moon in December, but we don't. We have two, I think, in January. And
yes.
then we miss, February?
None in February.
And then two again.
March.
Yeah, crazy. So it's going to be interesting to see what the next, the new year is going to hold because we got some interesting things happening. I think it's fascinating when stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to poor Rachel because she, you know, she even wrote us back to say, hope nobody calls. So she, because the show is so informative and insightful. All right. So we're going to get to you now, Rachel. All right. So Rachel wants to know, you know, she's saying happy holidays. We're in Canada. So our holidays were actually last month, but that's okay.
Well, I thought she was wishing me a happy birthday.
Oh, of course she was. Because you guys are like the same, well, very close together. All right. So yes, there are many celebrations. So, what she's wanting to know is about a relationship. And so let's look at what we're picking up. I don't know if you have anything yet, Nancy,
I'm still pulling up.
Okay. Yep. No problem. I'm going to pull something out right now. Okay. So, I mean, the big thing that I'm getting right now is for you to just be really, really open, Rachel. So I'm not sure. It looks like some of the past stuff has been a problem for you. So maybe some past issues, father issues, mother issues, but like issues that sort of have created a pattern within you with regards to relationships. And I know you've been doing work on that because it shows me that you've been doing some work on sort of releasing some of the past stuff that has been sort of interfering with good relationships coming your way. And so the big thing is, one, be really, really super open. Like don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Is that the saying? Like don't, you know, if somebody approaches you, don't make a quick judgment. Just sort of be open. Like I would say, you know, just date. Like just really enjoy yourself, go out, date, have some fun. Don't try to make it so, it's not a needy energy coming from you. It's something you're really, really wanting. So just shift that because that kind of creates an energy when somebody meets you that they kind of feel, they feel that. So they may not feel it consciously, but they feel it unconsciously. So just sort of let go of the need to be in relationship. Just get out there, have some fun. Again, just enjoy yourself. Don't weigh too heavily on, is this the one? Is, you know, just get out there, enjoy yourself, have fun. I see a choice coming to you. So there's going to be a few people that are going to come into your, and I think this holiday season is actually going to be really fun for you. Maybe not after December 21st, but before then. We'll talk about that in another show because we don't even want to go there yet. But I see some choices coming up. One of the guys is a very intellectual person, possibly a little bit shut down emotionally, but that just, again, just kind of enjoy yourself, get yourself out there, and try not to worry too much about what the ultimate outcome is. Just get out and enjoy yourself and have some fun. And that's what I'm seeing. And I'm seeing you actually, you know, really embracing that and coming from a place of, you know, that kind of sexy goddess energy. And I think that's what you need to hold when you go out. Nancy?
Okay. So did you notice how the tonality of your voice, you just got totally wrapped into all her Sag energy?
Oh, does that what happen?
Oh, Sun in Sag. Mercury in Sag, Venus in Sag, Mars in Sag, and Neptune in Sag.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in Sagittarius. And then throw in a moon in Scorpio, and that just intensifies and expands all of Rachel Sagittarius energy. Okay, so let's get serious.
Oh, yes, because make this serious.
No, seriously. Having fun is the key when it comes to relationships, number one. And I'm going to say she knows how to do that. Okay. So totally tap into that fun vibration. It's very difficult for you not to pass judgment on individuals the moment you see them. And because the whole Sagittarius energy can be very judgmental. So that's something that you need to learn to let go of. And you throw in your intuitive Scorpio moon and you probably see the you know, their deepest, darkest, baddest place instantly. And then that's just amplified by all the Sagittarius energy. So, you know, open it up and be a little bit more compassionate in terms of what you're looking at when you see people's dark sides, because you have this ability to see the worst. And I hate to say that, but that's kind of like how it comes through. The key is don't get caught up in the worst. Just acknowledge it and then look at, okay, what other qualities do these people bring to the table? Because they have a lot of other qualities that, you know, the moment you see somebody's dark side, it's really hard to find their light side, but you need to focus on finding the light within the individual and not just seeing the dark component. A part of that has to do with your own evolutionary cycle that you're going through now. You're in the middle of moving through your own evolution. So there's still some things that you're releasing within yourself, some dark energy of your own that you're clearing. And, you know, don't get caught up in the terminology of light versus dark here. It's about letting go of the shadow, okay? You're moving through letting go of the shadow into this place of wanting to experience life differently. And you're seeing that through the relationship component. But yes, you do need to heal some past issues within relationships. And it is connected to family. It could be mother or father or both. And that's something that your soul came here to do. When it comes to, you know, people that you want to be in a relationship with, this is where you get a little... this is where you look at people in a different light when you see somebody that you are attracted to, and you may notice their dark side, but you're trying to focus on the light. You have this naivety that kicks in. So a part of you is very naive in terms of honoring your gut feeling. Okay, so you need to honor your gut feeling, but also look to people's brighter qualities.
Okay. We got a whole bunch of stuff happening, so we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll try and do some more readings. We've got, I don't know if we're going to get to the ones from the last show or not, but we'll try. That's what happens when you text us when you send in your instant messages at the last minute. Yeah. All right. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Find out more about Nancy if you go to her website, universalsky.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta and Lori Houston. And Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. We've kind of been talking about what's been going on, but now we've got a whole bunch of people that are wanting some readings. So our next one, I don't know if we'll ever get to the ones from the last show, but our next one is from Heather. Heather's feeling a little bit stuck right now in pretty much all areas of your life, and I certainly know what that feels like. And she's just wondering if there's any light at the end of the tunnel. My big thing that I got from you first off, Heather, is, you know, we have to stop the story. We've done a few shows on, you know, that, and what that means, but as soon as we start adding energy from our mental mind about why things are happening or why is this always happening to me. Like, as soon as we start adding the story of the patterns that we've had in the past, then you're starting to expect a certain outcome. And because of that, things have that outcome. And I'm not, you know, big on the law of attraction, as most people know, because I believe that there are other laws that play in our world, that it's not just about the law of attraction. So I don't want to say you're creating it. I think things just happen, and what we can be in charge of is our responses to what happens in our lives. Stop making it something personal. You know, find forgiveness for some of the things that you feel maybe other people or other companies, or like that it's somebody else's fault. Find forgiveness within that. Find forgiveness within yourself. But mostly it's about the story that you keep sort of putting energy to. And we're 100% responsible for everything in our life right now. But what happens is once we add it to our story, then that makes us feel stuck. And I know what that feeling is like. I know, because I've been there. So I just want you to start looking at how you can change that story. I see a partnership coming for you, and this could be a career or it could be romantic, and something happens really quickly for you. But the problem is, again, is that you're kind of holding on to this story. And as long as you hold on to the story, then it the energy gets kind of feeling stuck. Like, you know how we were talking at the beginning of the show about it's either our goal is to grow, or sometimes we go backwards. When we go backwards, that's when we feel stuck. So just allow yourself to open up. I see you sort of juggling a few things, and they're just really, really heavy. And so let go of some of that burden. Let go of the story of how you see things and how you expect things, and just find a way to sort of move forward. Nancy?
Yeah. Okay. I get very, very similar energy. You're being asked to be different. Okay, so it's about acting differently. It's about being differently on an authentic level in terms of, you know, you do really need to let go and stop grieving what could have been. Okay, so there's this could have been or should have been or would have been kind of energy playing over in your mind, and you really need to let go of that. It's difficult for you to let go of it because of your sun in Aquarius and moon in Taurus. That's the I need to hold on to my self-identity. But you are being asked to change your self-identity at the core, at the heart level, at the conscious level, at the physical level. You're being asked to make a complete change of identity on all levels of being. The difficulty is every time you try to step forward into making those changes, you do get stuck in the past dynamic. So it's about acknowledging the past dynamic and then just saying, you know what, I'm going to choose something different, because it's like you're spinning around in a circle and you can't get off the wheel that's spinning, and you just really need to step off of it and choose something different. And that choice is about choosing not to be stuck. Okay, because we always have the power to move forward. And like Lori said, you know, if you're stuck in the past, that's what keeps you stuck. So get out of the past, change your story, be totally different, be a new you, and move forward.
Hmm. Yeah. I hope that helps, Heather. Okay. We did get more feedback from Rachel. She's asking if we saw a few dating potential people might flow in before your birthday. I'm not sure if it's before your birthday. I know it's around the holidays, and it may, you know, move into next year as well. I do see that you making a choice. So just, yeah, be open. And apparently we pinpointed her on the head, both of us. She'll definitely take the insight into consideration, and dating is just that, having some fun and even getting to know myself better within the process itself. Perfect.
Totally.
So just hold on to that, sweetie, and things will definitely change around. All right. So now we got Patty. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Patty's question is, when we were talking about the dreams, she said it was so true for her lately. And she also feels that there's a healing energy more strongly around her than ever before. And so she's wondering what's happening to her. My thing, Patty, is that I'm feeling like you're just coming into your gifts, that there's some things that are sort of opening up for you because you maybe asked for them to start opening up, or maybe it's, you know, astrologically, and Nancy will get back to you on that. But I'm getting a sense that it's you starting to come into some of your gifts. So the dreams are intensifying because that's one way to acknowledge our unconscious stuff, because often we sort of shove it down. So our dreams sort of help us, guide us in that. And, you know, if you want to actually give us some feedback on some of your dreams, I'm actually doing a show right after this. It won't be aired until next Wednesday, but it's all about dreams. So if you want to give me some information, we'll definitely look at that. But I just have a feeling that, you know, things are moving for you. I see that you've sort of been struggling in the past, and that opportunities are opening up for you. I do see something around a relationship, or something about somebody, you kind of making a choice to walk away from somebody that maybe is a little bit emotionally unavailable, and that may be helping you sort of, I don't know if you've made that choice or thinking about that choice, but that may be something that's helping you with this healing energy that's around you. And it may also start activating some of your dreams, because sometimes we make choices about being in relationships that that kind of keep us in one place instead of allowing us to sort of move forward. And sometimes we do that on purpose, because we think if we grow, we're going to lose that person. So that, it may all be part of what's happening with you. So just take it all into consideration. And Nancy?
Yes. I get this moving forward energy as well. This new energy has come into play. Now, you are doing a little bit of reflection, and that's typically normal when your birthday's coming up, that there's this tendency to reflect back.
Oh, yeah, true.
That happens. Yeah. Yeah, that happens to everybody just before their birthday. So they do like a week of review, and then their birthday hits, and then they do a week of forward moving planning, right? So you're in this period of review and plan. So it's like 1 year is closing, another year is opening up. So there is this review energy. You're doing a lot of reflection, but at the same time, you're noticing your growth within this reflection that you are doing. And it is coming through on an unconscious or subconscious level. And so it's allowing you for this opportunity to finish up the healing journey that you've been doing for the last 2 to 3 years. Okay. So you're coming out of a major healing cycle and moving into this place of, okay, now what? And that now what is these spiritual activations that are taking place that are initiating you on the path of your soul in the direction that you desire to travel, not just as a soul, but also as a human being. So there's some wonderful alignment energy that's coming up, and you really need to follow the cues that are being given to you. So right now, you know, you're seeing your dreams and you're healing, but really listen to your intuition and the direction that it's taking you in. Because there's key messages coming up for you.
Nice. Okay. Let's go to break so that we can come back and deal with another instant feedback that just came. And boy, you Sages are getting in all your energy flowing right now. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. But if there's ever changing world which we live in, makes you give in and cry. Say live and let die. Live and let die. Say live and let die. you got a job to do, you gotta do well. You gotta give the other fellow hell. Say, live a lizard. Live a lizard. Oh, yeah.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
The New Sky Radio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com and Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky. We've been talking about what's been going on, but we've gotten a whole slew of people contacting us for readings, which is always great. We got Debbie. Yeah, this is an unfortunate one. I'm going to try and give you some possible suggestions. She's looking forward to the new year with a lot of new energy. She's having a hard time getting past a lot of betrayals from her uncle. He stole from her son and herself by changing the will of her grandmother's, and she just found out not too long ago. She's not sure how to handle this, and she really doesn't want to cause bad karma, and she doesn't also want to be a victim. So, I mean, my big thing around, things happen. And the hard part is when we personalize them and think that it's personal to us. I mean, your uncle didn't actually steal from you and your son. Your uncle stole from your grandmother. I mean, he did something that wasn't legal that he did for himself. He wasn't trying to hurt you or anybody else. It was all about him. And that's the thing that we sort of have to see. It's not us personally that he's done. He's got some personal vendetta and he purposely wanted to hurt us. He betrayed himself. He did something he knows is wrong. And, you know, you may try going to a lawyer and seeing if there's any way that you can do anything about that. But, you know, it's not bad karma to try and get what is legally yours. It's just a matter of, you know, if that process is something that, you know, will help you or your son. And I know it sounds, you know, blunt saying it wasn't really personal to you, but it wasn't. Things just happen. We're the one that create the story around it. We're the one that says the betrayal. And I'm going to guess that, you know, betrayal is part of one of the life lessons that you're looking at. So it's not just happened here. It's probably happened in other relationships, maybe different ways, but that it's, you know, a bit of a pattern so that it's something that you're working through. I see, you know, for you to sort of hold up all the things that you're wanting within your life and sort of, you know, hold that wish, not just, you know, one area, but, you know, all the different areas. Start getting excited about some of the things within your life and allow that energy to start moving. Yes, you need to deal with the truth, but from your own perspective. So learning how to forgive, learning how to forgive yourself, and just really embracing some of the, you know, that compassion that is within you and the, you know, the beautiful energy that is you. Just sort of start embracing some of that. I know it's easier to get caught up in wanting to blame, but these are the kind of ups and downs that we have. And although it doesn't seem fair sometimes, it's really not personal. And it's really about how you deal with it now. And, you know, I would check to see if there's anything you can do legally. But if not, then it's just a matter of, you know, letting go and knowing that he will have his karma for what he's done. And, you know, not taking it personally, not letting it, affect you and your son and your relationship and move forward. Nancy?
Yes. Very similar energy. I get, there is a caution that's required in what you're creating and what you're desiring to create out of this outcome. Okay. So there's some healing involved as well as finding the right balance and mixture for what you're creating. And that's where you're like, I know you don't want to create a bad dynamic around this whole thing, but, and you don't have to if you follow the rules. When the rules state, you need to, you know, either get a lawyer or research estate laws, and, you know, the implications of what has been done and what can be done about what's happening. You need to be very creative to find the best solution for everybody involved. And in terms of being upset, I do get that this is a karmic experience that you're moving through with your uncle. The betrayal does go back further, so there's other issues around betrayal as well in terms of what you're trying to heal. And in terms of being upset, you're upset that you didn't receive the expectation of what you thought you were getting and looking at that as a point of ease. So whatever it was you were expecting, it was kind of like, I'm going to use the term easy money, even if it wasn't money, even if it was possessions. It was happening so easily that you threw an unconscious loop into it and created a dynamic around not being able to receive it so that you could heal this betrayal from the past. So you really need to look at your level of expectation of what you were receiving, and evaluate, you know, did you really think you were worth receiving it? So I know a part of you says, yes, I was. My grandmother was leaving it to me. But there's this unconscious part of you that's saying, no, it was too easy. So, and that's kind of like, if I look at, you know, your perspective of the situation, that's kind of what you need to look at within yourself. And then move forward and start healing that betrayal energy. Because there's an opportunity for this to work to everybody's best interest. So.
Okay, hope that helps, Debbie. Let's try quickly to work with Raul, who had contacted us last show. He wants to know, he says he's been doing a lot of work and he feels lighter and more grounded and he thinks he's finally ready for love and wondered if we see anything. And love to both of us. I'm actually seeing that it's not quite ready yet, Raul, but I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. I just get that you're still working through some of the disappointments from the past, and that there's some part of you that is still healing from that or still working on that, and that you know, there's a bit of a tower that's going to happen in the next little while. So something around all of this is that you're just, you know, you're sort of working through some of the things that have plagued you in the past, so patterns from the past, and it's not quite ready. So you're not quite ready yet, but I'm sure you will be. It's just a matter of finishing up some of the patterns so that you don't recreate what you've had in the past. Nancy?
Yeah, there's a little bit of fear. So even though you say you're ready, there's this bit of fear on what if the past stuff comes back, or, you know, there's some stuff that you're working through right now. So the part of you that's ready is the part of you that's eager for a new experience. So there's this eagerness for this new experience. You want to, you know, start the dialogue, start the exchange with somebody new. And it is possible, but I too get not yet. It's going more into the new year, I think. So, you know, it's I'm getting it's connected to a one, so it's going more into the new year before you can start, you know, and if anything is starting now, it's just dialogue that's starting now, some form of communication exchange that you can look at. So, but again, don't worry, just allow something to transpire organically, because you don't want to step back into the past patterns. And I know there's still a little bit of fear around that, even though logically you're saying there isn't, there still is a little bit of fear around those past patternings coming back.
Okay. Well, we've got less than a minute left. Is there anything that you want to recommend people for this next vibration of 2 week period?
I think just really open up, right? Which is that's Sag energy. Start being more direct in terms of what direction you want to travel in, and don't allow what's currently happening, what you're currently letting go of, stop you from taking and making that very clear direction that you desire to go in. Because what happens is a lot of the stuff from the past comes up and we trip up in it. And that's what we're letting go of. So, you know, if you trip on something from the past, know that it's because you're supposed to let go of it and keep moving forward very clearly, very sharply, very pointly, very directly.
Nice. All right.
That's the Sag arrow flying through the sky.
Beautiful. All right. If you want more information about Nancy, go to her website, universalsky.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.